and I have really got nothing exceptional to say or anything outstanding to report. It was just a run of the mill of things.
Yeah.
The only things that stand out in my mind is once I had a bit of a talk with Donald Hodge, and secondly, I had a stand-up row with Siebland.
Oh, yes, that's not
bad, that right? wouldn't be go down well in the record. So other than that, I don't think much has happened.
Yes.
I just followed the crowd, as you might say.
Yes. When I went there, let's see, I suppose it was about, I started about late 39. You weren't there then. I expect you were at Wrexham or somewhere.
In 39, I was that's the other thing, but that's not really worth putting in.
Yes.
I was the first Bobaday militiaman to be called up from the factory, despite the fact that I was supposed to be in a reserved occupation.
Oh, yes, I didn't know.
War declared on 3rd of September, and by the end of the month, I was in the army.
Good Lord. Oh, yes, that was...
And the great Mr. Blanchard and Natman said they'll get me out in 2 or 3 weeks, but they didn't.
No. So you did your full time, really, didn't you?
Well, I didn't... No,
How long did you do?
I did 18 months. They eventually got me out in 18 months. So when they said they'd get me out in 2 or 3 weeks, I always remembered that if anybody said to me, oh, we'll do it in 2 or 3 weeks' time, I thought, well, that's 18 months.
Yes. 2 or 3 weeks, 18 months. Did you... I've got an idea.
And then I went up to Wrexham afterwards,
Oh, I see. I've got an idea. You got caught up in D-Day in Dunkirk, didn't you?
No, I left... no, I was still in France after D-Day.
Wait, oh yes. What? You weren't actually at the Dunkirk...
No, I came out afterwards, long after
yes.
that. I came out by a place called Saint-Nazaire.
Oh, yes.
Which is on the west coast of France.
But that was it during the war, wasn't it?
Yes. That was... I mean, I came out from there, then came back to my unit, and then when I was at my unit, they eventually... sent somebody from War Office sent up and said I was to be seconded back to the factory. I thought, well, that's very nice of
them.
Yes.
you were in a sort of evacuation, weren't you?
I was in the I don't know if you know anything about St. Nazaire or anything.
No, I don't really know.
Well, it was on the telly not so long after the Dunkirk. It was the sinking of the Lancastria.
Oh, yes. How were you involved in that?
I was on it when it went down.
What happened?
Well, it got bombed. It was in St. Nazaire Harbour. It was loaded up with soldiers, airmen and everybody else.
Yes.
And just before it was due to leave in the evening to sail through the night back to England, a couple of German bombers spotted it and... bombed it, hit it, and down it went.
Ooh. Good Lord. So you were really one of the lucky ones because of that.
Oh, yes. 4,000 people got killed on that ship. I was one of the lucky ones that got away.
Yeah. Were you thrown in the water or something?
Yes. I was in the water and had to swim for it and all the rest of it. But that's nothing to do with the RDE,
But it's still... I wouldn't have missed hearing about that.
It's not to anything to do with the RDE.
No. Oh, well, no, nothing. But, I mean, we also serve.
Eh?
I say it's a case of we also serve. I mean, I know it wasn't to do with the factory, but it was an involvement of staff who... part of it, you know.
Yeah, well, maybe it was, but I didn't consider that worth putting in the...
anyway, I'm glad you told me about it. But when you went back to Wrexham, did you?
When I got out of the army, I spent about another 6 months or more here at Waltham Abbey. Then they sent me up to Wrexham with... and already up there was Jimmy Smith, Dickie Doe and Reg Freeman.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, you were at Waltham Abbey for about 6 months. I probably missed you because I went over with Percy Smith to the south site. That's probably the time that I'd probably miss you. Otherwise, Oh, well, okay.
And then after that, when the war finished, I came back to Waltham Abbey.
Yeah.
But that's not interesting, you see, just coming back to Waltham Abbey and doing the old job again, and that's it, working in P1 for the rest of my days.
That's, oh, yes. When actually did you start work at Waltham Abbey?
In 35.
35, oh, yes. It was all, everything was going strong then, wasn't it, all the manufacturing?
The man you want to see about what was happening there is your old friend Arthur George Whittam.
Oh, Arthur Whittam, oh, yes, he's...
He was there before any of us. He's probably the longest serving, or the oldest, what shall I say, member of the factory. Have you not spoken to him?
Yes, I have spoken to him.
Well, he knows all the tales.
He comes along, at the end of every month we have a meeting of the old comrades, as you might say, down at the local boozer in Waltham Abbey.
Yeah, the one in the Romeland, isn't it?
The Crown, yes. Yeah. And Arthur comes along most times to that. He's still quite perky, you know.
I see him from time to time. But he's, as I say, I think he must have joined about 1934 earlier than that. Yeah. Well, also another one, but I don't know whether you know where he is Jimmy Smith and Dickie Doe. Well, no, Dickie Doe came and joined the factory about a month after me.
Oh yes, I've done one for Dickie Doe. He's had a little jaw with me.
And then there's Jimmy Smith.
I'll write him down then, if I can trace him.
Eh?
If I can find him, I'll word with him.
Jim was there 6 months before me.
Yeah. Oh yes.
And then of course Freeman was a year before me, but he's passed on now.
Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. Good bloke, very clever bloke.
He was, yes. Yeah. I mean, one of the few to get an honours degree part of the evening classes, I believe, in those days.
He did it all during the war. Yeah. I could tell you a lot about Freeman because he was at Latimer with me, same as Dickie Doe. Dickie Doe was at Latimer.
Oh, yes. And so was Cheek, wasn't he? Was Cheek at Latimer?
And Whitbread and Bly.
Yes.
And Les Cole.
Oh, yes. Sadly, George Whitbread and Les Cole have passed on.
Oh, well, George Whitbread passed away a little while ago,
yes,
didn't he?
What
was his wife's name? Joan something or other?
Doris, I think.
I can't think of her surname. I'm more interested in her maiden name.
Oh, I don't know. But I haven't got it down here, but at the moment, but I've got her address if you want to drop her a line.
She
lives at Enfield, actually.
Well, she lives off Wellington Road, doesn't she?
Bushy or Parkway somewhere.
Yeah, Wellington Road. Well, when you've got it, I'd like to know it.
Yes, I'll see if I'm
but
fine.
As I say, at the moment, someone else asked me about it, and they asked me her maiden name, and I said, well, I can't remember it at the time. She was at Latimer, as far as I know, as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can find it for you. Then
even Les Cole, I think Les Cole's wife was at Latimer as well.
Oh, yes.
It was a matrimonial agency at Latimer. But not for me.
Yes.
I knew your sister-in-law.
Yes, Peggy.
Peggy Scarborough.
Yes.
Is she still around?
Yes. She's.
She was in my form. Where is she now then?
She lives in Tramway Avenue in Edmonton.
She's still in Tramway Avenue.
Still in Tramway Avenue. Yes. Yeah. And she's number 30. Number 30. Yes, she still is there. Her husband died.
She's a widow.
Yes. Yes. She's much frail. She's rather frail now, but she's still...
I'll go and see her.
I'd love to see her.
I mean, I'm not in Edmonton, as you know. I was born in Edmonton. I was born in Sutherland Road, which is about 200 yards from Tramway Avenue.
Oh, yes.
But I know... and Peggy was actually in my form. I've got a photograph, I think, of the form with her in it. I may not have,
that'd be lovely.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'll tell you what, Les. When it's convenient to you, I'll confirm it with you. I'd like to pick you up, and we could both go down there. You know, I could take you down there, and
she'll know me if I.
Well, you can get down there on the bus, all right?
But I say she knows me anyway.
Oh, yeah, she knows you. Yes, but I'd like to make sure that you see her.
I'll make sure I see her. Don't you worry. If I knock on the door, don't you worry. It's not a road in the old days where you two policemen had to go down together, as they had to in, I don't know if you remember the road, St Mary's Road, not far from Tramway Avenue. I mean, even when the rent collector had to go down to collect the rents, he had to have an escort of two policemen.
Go on.
Yeah,
well, actually, two policemen was the standard of a tough area, because I remember my mother telling me that they used to live in Hackney.
Yeah.
And she said, do you know, it was so rough down there, the policemen had to go about in pairs.
That's
and
right.
That was the standard by which you judged a tough area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there were two roads. There was St Mary's Road and St Joseph Road. They are adjacent roads.
Yes.
And I don't know if you remember the area very well, do you?
Well...
Opposite there was a pub called the Cock Tavern.
Yes, the Cock Tavern.
Yeah, well, opposite there is St Mary's Road and St Joseph's Road.
Oh, yes, that's
And right. They were the rough areas.
Yeah.
And at the side of the Cock Tavern is a road called Hounsfield Road.
Mm.
And if you go down there, you went to Hounsfield Road Elementary School, mm-hmm. which is a school I went to.
Oh, yes.
Before I passed the 11 plus.
Yeah, and Peggy would go to that one, I think, wouldn't she?
Yeah, I would think so, yes, in that area, yeah. Yes, because the next one up was built for a long while, and that was St Alfred's, wasn't it? Down St Alfred Road or Cooker Hall Lane somewhere. Yes, I remember the area.
She'd be ever so pleased. Let's see, if I gave you a number, you could give her a ring to make sure that...
Wait a minute, let me get my pen.
I've got to find it myself.
Well, is she in the book or not?
Yes, I'm sure it's in the book, yes.
She's not ex-directory?
No, not as far as I know.
Oh, but I don't know her surname.
Thomas.
Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S.
That's it.
There'll be a page, so you better give me the number.
Yes. I'll tell you what.
It's 0208, I know that.
Yes, 0208. Yes, well, look, I'll ring off now, and I'll come back to you in a few minutes with a number, Liz.
With Peggy's number.
With Peggy's number.
And if you've got the time,
Doris's
address. George Whitbread's widow's address.
I'll do that as well.
Yeah. What did he die of, do you know?
I don't know. I don't know. No, I never found out.
Because he was never healthy, was he, really?
No, he always looked a bit...
He had something wrong with his tummy, didn't he, when we used to be with him?
Yes.
Or he'd had a major operation on his tummy or something.
Oh,
this is
yeah.
what I understood. And I wondered if that had done it or he had got something else. But
he
I
always
don't
had
know.
The sort of gaunt look, didn't he?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
All right, then, Les, I'll off now, and then I'll come back to you.
Thanks a lot, Ron. I shall be in for the next hour or two. Okay, Ron.
Yes.
Okay, bye bye.
Okay, Les, turn off now.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Les. Ron again. The phone number.
Yep.
Peg Thomas.
Yep.
She is 0208.
Yep.
805 8616.
Right.
It's number 30 tramway.
Number 30, yeah. Right.
And
no trams there, though.
I'm afraid not, no.
Nor trolley buses, because they used to put trolley buses there as well.
That's right, yeah. There's no depot there either.
Isn't
it's
there?
It's a housing estate down the end of the road there now.
Really?
It's all gone, yes. And, but the houses look much the same, you know, the terraces.
The terraced houses. Well, yes, I wouldn't have thought they'd change those.
No,
I'll have to go down memory lane and have a look at it, yeah.
Yes, you can... Yeah, you'll see some changes.
Well,
anyway.
I go down my old road as well and all the rest of it when I'm that way.
Oh,
yeah.
Girl, boy, that's it, yes.
She's usually in of an evening, is she?
I'll check up. She's in most evenings. Check
yeah,
up,
well,
yeah.
I mean, she's...
She'd
yeah.
love to see you, I'm sure.
Yeah, lovely, yeah.
That's, yeah,
but
and
did
then...
Did you get George or not?
Well, I'm around George, but I've got Doris's phone number.
Oh, Doris, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. She's the same Christian name as Dickie Doe's wife, isn't it, Doris?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Shall I ring her up and see if because I've spoken to her earlier on this year. Or would you like to have a little chat with her?
Oh, I'll have a chat with Doris.
Yes,
yeah.
All right.
Well, anyway, whether you've got phone number or address, I don't mind either.
Okay, well, I've got the phone number here.
Yeah.
But anyway, take the whole lot down, might as well.
Yep.
5, Biddeford Gardens, Biddeford. It's number 5.
Oh, number 5.
This
yeah.
is the address, number 5, Biddeford.
Biddeford. Biddeford. So as
a town, yeah.
As the town, Biddeford Gardens.
Gardens, yeah. Enfield.
Yep.
EN1.
Yep.
2RP.
Right.
And the phone number is 0208.
Yep.
360.
360, yeah.
Yeah, 3875.
3875. Yeah. Lots of them in Enfield are 363.
Oh, yes, yes.
I've got several friends out there, and they're all 363.
Yeah.
But there are 360s, obviously.
That's
360s,
yes.
3875. It depends which part of Enfield you're in.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And, okay, lovely.
Yep, okay, then, Liz. If I don't see you before, I should see you around on your bike around Waltham Abbey sometime.
Oh, you're bound to do that.
Yes.
I'm still on my bike. Don't
Good,
you
yes,
worry.
That's it, yeah.
I prefer bicycling to car driving,
yes,
actually.
Yes, yes. Well, it's, and, you know, it's so handy to leave it here and there and pop around wherever you want to go. That's
when I go shopping, it's quicker for me to go. If I'm going up Waltham Cross or somewhere shopping, it's quicker for me to go on the bicycle. I only go on, you know, when the wind's in the right direction,
yes.
and the sun's shining, etc. Don't do it when it's wet. By the time I cycle up there, lock me bike on the railings, go and get me whatever I want to, and get back home, I'm just about there in a car trying to find an empty space and getting the pay and display thing. Well, you know what it's
yes,
like.
Oh, it's terrible, yes.
It's terrible. It's just it's quicker on the bike, and there you are, sir. And I mean, the parking places are not right on top of the shops, are they?
No, no. It's,
so the bike's out.
That's right, find a lamppost, chain round it, and then you go.
Well, they've got railings round at the edge of the pavement by the curbstone,
so
it's easy.
Tied up, yes.
Yeah. But I mean, in the old days, you could just leave your bike there
of course
and go off for an hour and come back, and it's still there.
That's right. Kick the pedal down onto the curb, and back you come. Yeah.
Yeah. Come back, and it's still there.
Oh, yeah.
But now.
Not now, no.
You turn your back, and it's gone.
Yeah.
Do you still bike or not?
I tell you, I do actually, but in a rather strange way, you might think. I haven't cycled locally for some years, but so I thought, well, you know, I take it down to Waltham Abbey, down to the powder mills, and I've got it in a shed locked up there. And every now and again, I get the thing out and cycle around the old factory and that. And,
really?
Yeah, and it makes quite a pleasant little ride, you know.
What, inside the factory?
Inside, yes.
Yeah.
We can't do it for a month or two because they got the workmen in putting new roofs on the buildings.
Oh, I see.
But, you know, when that's finished, you know, you could do the same if you like, you know.
I don't even have to look it up there.
No. What you do have to do is watch the bumps because the lorries have busted the roads up rather badly.
Oh.
And so you have to sort of do a little bit of weaving here and there.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right then.
I didn't know that. Where, I suppose our place now is in the old director's house, isn't it now?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, any time you like to be pleased to see you down there, you know, you can just wander down Powder Mill Lane. On Friday we're always here.
Yeah, I know. I tell you who I bumped into the other week, and I hadn't seen him for months and months and months. I was in Cheshunt, Ernie Cook.
Oh, did you? Yes,
yeah.
He
wandered by me, and then he suddenly realised who passed him on the other side of the road, and he shouted across, and I thought, well, who the hell's talking to me? And then we had a nice little chat for a little while, because he lives in Cheshunt, doesn't he?
Yes, it was Sheila.
That's his wife. Yeah. I couldn't think of it. I didn't ask her. She worked in the factory.
Yes,
didn't
that's right. Yes,
what was her maiden name, Sheila?
Rosenberg.
Rosenberg. Yes,
yeah,
I remember.
Yes.
I can. I know I can put a face to Ernie's wife with no trouble at all. But I couldn't quite recall her name. And as we didn't directly mention his wife, I didn't ask him, but now you reminded me. Sheila Rosenberg.
They're both very keen bird watchers.
Oh, are they?
Every Wednesday, Sheila goes down to the Fisher's Green Lakes, you know, the lakes in Fisher's Green, and she walks all around there with her binoculars.
Really?
With her friend. They both reckon every Wednesday do a circuit of the lake.
Oh, lovely.
So if you wander down there, you'd see them.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Oh, 1 minute. The other one... what's the other fellow's name? Oh, I'm thinking of... Oh, he was in the main lab, I think. Yes, and he was with you in your section. Brumberger. He's moved away,
yes.
Hasn't he, Gordon?
Yes, he's gone up to Derbyshire.
Oh, it's a hell of a way.
He lives up Sheffield Way somewhere, so we don't see him now.
No,
he's moved off.
Yeah, he knows somebody from the factory, didn't he, as well?
For a moment, I've...
Yeah, there's another marital place, yes. Like Latimer.
That's right.
Married somebody from Latimer was Norman Blay, wasn't it?
Yes, Norman and Wynne. Yeah,
Norman and Wynne. I haven't seen those. Are they still around?
And, of course, Jake married Peggy. She was at Latimer, I think. Peggy
Yes. But they're at Chelmsford or Baddow. But
they've moved a bit nearer to Chelmsford, actually, now, because Peggy had a bit of a stroke she had, and she's has a bit of trouble. She has to have a bit of trouble getting about now.
Oh, I
see. She's a bit chair bound.
So they're moved near the town.
Yes, in a bungalow, so she doesn't have to use the stairs now.
And Blake's still out in his usual way, as Blake.
He's down at Romsey, isn't he?
Oh, is he?
Yes.
He's gone as well.
Yes. Oh, yes. He's moved away. Yes. Mm-hmm. I could give you an update on some of the addresses. Do you get the
I'm part touch paper. Yeah, I'm with touch paper.
Norman's not been very well lately. Norman Paul.
No, I heard that from. Yeah. Ernie Cook said to me, we were talking and we were talking about touch paper and that. I said, I'm still a member because I get touch paper and I've just paid my dues, which is six quid, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And I said, how is Norman? So he said he's been ill lately. I hope he's getting on all right, is he?
Yes. Oh, yes. I think he's coming along. He's a bit of trouble with his waterworks, as we often do, our chaps, don't we?
Yeah.
But, he's still in and out of hospital, I think, but they're pulling him, you know, they're working on him, and he seems to be coming along all right.
Yeah, well, he's at Bishop Stortford, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he had a, what's his wife's name?
I don't know.
Doreen, or anyway, it doesn't matter.
I never even met her when they used to live at Monkswood, you know, in the factory's houses. I never met her, unfortunately.
The unfortunate bit about the time was when he went into hospital, just about that time she broke her leg, and so she's been laid up at the same time. So that's both of them out of the running
commission.
Yes. All right then. Let's,
okay. Well, thanks for ringing. If you want to put what I've said to you in, you can. I shan't. Sue you.
Oh, that's lovely. I'm ever so pleased that you told me. I never realised you've been on the Lancastrian, though. Did you see the article about it in one of the Sunday papers?
Probably not, but I've got a book about it, so I know what happened. I was there, so I know what happened.
Yes, you know what happened.
There you are. I'll tell you a funny thing about that as well before you ring off. But anyway.
Yes,
when I said I was the first militiaman, I think I was the one and only Bobber Day militiaman of the non-industrial staff to be called up. Oh. I mean, a lot of them got volunteered, but were you at the factory then, yes? Or did you? Were you?
Yes, I joined the factory about early.
You did it twice, though, didn't you? You joined and left and joined and left.
Yes.
Yeah, like Gordon Coston.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I mean, lots of them volunteered, like Eric Speller and all those. They all
And some got down the coal mines, like
Cyril
Povey finished up in the coal mines.
But he was called up, wasn't he, to go down there?
Yes, he was. Bevin boy, and so was. Do you remember Phil Lodge?
Yes.
Yeah, well, he finished up. He was called up for the mines as well.
Oh, was he?
Yes, both of them, yes.
But that was well after me, wasn't it? Because they were younger. Then there was old, what was his name? Oh, man with glasses, and he was, I think he was a Jew.
Boris.
Boris, yes.
Oh, yes. What was Cyril Barnett.
Boris Barnett, he was there, wasn't he? But he died, didn't he?
He did, yes.
Yeah, he died.
Not long after, in the late 40s, I think.
So I'm afraid there's not many of us around now, is there?
You're absolutely right, yes.
But as I say, the oldest I would think that's still living is is dear Arthur Whittam. Oh, yes.
Yeah. I had a chat. Do you remember?
Well, no. Jimmy Smith would be the oldest.
Wait, oh,
yes. He's still around.
There was a Bert Skinner. Did you remember?
Yes. He worked with me with Anders Zeebland. He lives up at Berry Green in Chesson.
I was talking to him the other day.
Where did you bump into him? In Chesson?
No. I got him on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
He comes along to the reunions.
Yeah.
And he says he hopes to be along there this year. But he didn't get to the last one, I think. But he's coming along this year, he says. That's in October sometime or something.
Oh, yes, he worked with me in when we were... Well, he was with Zeeblands over the building that was just past the old Hoppet Hall as you came in. What was that building there?
Number 10, was it?
Something like that, yes. Yeah. And where the glass blowers were.
Yeah.
Well, the next bay to that was where Zeebland had his domain before he became a superintendent and moved on the south side. And Bert Skinner was his A-work or something in there. Mm-hmm. And I went and joined Zeebland section, or I was sent there. I didn't join it voluntarily. And I met Bert there, a very nice fella. Very nice fella.
Yes, he does sound very...
His wife's still around, I presume. I hope so.
I don't think so.
No?
Because he was on the phone, he was telling me that life's rather busy. He said I have to do all my own cooking, and so I didn't go into it any further, but I assume that... She's not, no.
Well, he's older than us, yes. He would be, And another person I see in the Abbey, I don't know if you know him, I believe he was on Zeebland section, chap named Keynes, Johnny Keynes, C-A-I-R-N-S. He was A-B worker or something.
Oh, no, I don't know.
He used to live up at Upshire, but I see him quite a lot in the Abbey now, and pushing a lady in an invalid chair, and I assume it's his wife, and I assume they've, living down in the Abbey now, because it's only recently I've seen him around. Before that, I never saw him from one year's end to the other. And old, do you remember Alf Nichols?
Yes.
He's ill at the moment. He's in the residential home at the end of Honey Lane that replaced the hospital there.
Oh, I see. Yes, about a year ago, I went with him for a walk round the factory.
Yeah.
But it must have happened since then.
Yeah. He'd like to see anybody that remembered him up there.
Oh yes, he was. Yeah. He couldn't wait. Love to have a jaw with you.
I went up and saw him the other week, and he says I don't see many people. So I said, well, I'll try and find people who can. If they're this way, call in and see you.
Yeah.
All you have to do is to walk in the main door. Do you know Honey Lane?
Not the far end of it.
The far end of it, which is, in other words, almost where you join the M25 at Junction 26.
Yes,
Well, when you get to the far end of Honey Lane from the Waltham Abbey, there is a school on the right. And just past there's a road called Sherborne Road. Well, you forget that road. And then the next one, which is about 100 yards further on, but only a small road, called Margaretta Road or something. Well, you turn in there, and it's the big building on your left. It's a long, low building, a bungalow. And you just walk in the front door, sign yourself in, and ask any of the nurses, and they'll tell you where Alf is. He's only about they have their own little room and bathroom sort of thing, and he's about three doors in from the main entrance.
Oh, thanks for saying me then. I've down that way. I'll just pop in for a little while.
When you're on your bicycle.
Yes. Okay then.
Okay. Well, thanks for ringing, Ron.
Yes.
Okay, we'll be in touch.
I'll see you later.
Right. Bye bye. Thanks for all the information.
Oh yes. Bye bye. Okay, thank you.